Hi everybody, I'm DJ City, and thanks for listening to another episode of The Japan Experience. The Japan Experience is basically a podcast covering Japanese music and travel, and lately we've been on the music hit because we've been sharing with you guys a show that we do for Tokyo Tower. Tokyo Tower can be heard live on WAWL Red Bank Chattanooga's website at waawl.org every Wednesday night from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's right, we're on the East Coast in North America. Now, with this episode being speed, I'm going to let Gladiator take it off because Gladiator was a big fan of speed back then. So, without further ado, here's Cracking the Vault, episode number 4. Hi, I'm DJ City.
And I'm DJ Gladiator.
And once again, we're back on WAWL Red Bay, Chattanooga for Tokyo Tower. Cracking the Vault once again. Gladiator has found something kind of interesting. And we're talking about before Girls' Generation, before AKB48, there was
speed. But just a little side note, this is even before Morning Musume, as Morning Musume was really the precursors to AKB48 and Girls' Generation.
Really?
Well, speed only had 4 members and never grew, never shrunk back. Always 4 members.
And who were those 4 members?
Those 4 members went simply by their first names. Eri, Hiro, Taka, or Taka-chan, and Hitoe.
Hitoe. And this album that we're going to be cracking the vault on is called?
Rise.
And that was released on the 29th of April, 1998.
Yes, and I remember vividly showing up at Tower Records on that day to pick up my copy, to get one of the special limited release versions with a poster.
Ooh. And I believe you still have that poster.
Yes, I do.
Mm. So let's talk about the album. What were some of the singles leading up to the album release?
Well, the 3 singles leading up to it were first... So Wake Me Up was the first single that was released. White Love, which is their biggest single of all time. And then My Graduation, which was released just before the album came out.
And you said there were some interesting things that you found out about the album that we were looking up just at the time, but the single sales?
That, White Love sold over 1.8 million copies just of the single.
That's insane.
And... they followed up with My Graduation, which sold about 1.4 million copies.
That's crazy. And I just something I just thought about. If they sold that many singles, how many were those rental singles? Because at that time, you could rent CDs?
Yes, you could.
So if 1.8 million singles were sold, plus there could have been a rental side of 500,000 or 2.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's a lot of that's a lot of money that Japanese fans pour into these groups.
Oh, yes, it is. You know, it's completely different than, I guess, even the way it was over here back in the late 90s when people would actually still buy CDs.
You know? Well, I used to buy them on tape, never mind.
Yes.
Who does not remember the old Walkman-style cassette deck?
Oh, I know.
And... instead, you came back home with a mini disc player instead.
That I did. That I did. Fell in love with the mini disc and the whole idea.
Well, we're kind of digressing here, but
yes,
the mini disc has something to deal with this because you said you were listening to the album on mini disc and you heard 4 girls sing My Graduation.
Yeah, it was within weeks of the single being released, and I got on a train probably to go home. And these 4 teenage girls got on the train with me. We were sitting in, I guess, Sakae before the train was moving. And they started singing My Graduation a cappella. Now, it was amazing for a couple of reasons. One, as I said, song had just been released a few weeks before, so they already had the song memorized. And they actually sounded good enough singing it a cappella. Maybe they were practicing it a lot in karaoke.
Maybe they were heading to the karaoke bar just before you got...
Yeah.
Or the karaoke box, as it's called.
That's right.
Now, you also said there was something interesting about My Graduation, it being the number one graduation song?
Yeah, it's the top seller of songs related to graduation in J-pop history.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah, well, they've got all these lists of, you know, top five or top three of pretty much anything and everything.
And if I remember, White Love is like the number one wedding song?
No, it's not number one wedding song,
but it was a very popular for weddings and...
Yeah, it was very popular for weddings. Yeah. But it was it's always a huge hit around the Christmas season, because that's when it was released. It was released over winter.
Mm.
Right? Now, the album is... well known as well for several other of its tracks that were available. One of my favorites is "Sophisticated Girl," which is the second track on the album.
Okay.
A fan favorite is "Netaya." That was a song where each girl actually got involved a little more than they normally did, and they actually produced a really cool video where each girl was in a quadrant on the screen.
And Netai was known as Tropical Night.
Well, that's the translation for it, yes.
Okay.
And then the other rather interesting songs there is Lovely Friendship, which of course was Japanized on the single release. It's Lovely Friendship.
Okay.
And then Too Young is also a good standout song beyond the singles.
So what song are we going to rip from the vault today?
Well... of course, their best-selling single of all time, some White Love. So think of some nice little snow flurries fluttering down, and you'll get the idea of the single.
On WAWL, Red Bank, Chattanooga. So if you want to see the video, go to our website right now at jratio.net. And remember, you can also find all our links there too, including our iTunes link. So if you have iTunes, click on the link and leave a review in iTunes. It lets people know about us. If you have a website that you go to that talks about J-pop, J-rock, or even travel, leave a post there. Let people know that we're out there, and you know, help build our community up. You can also find us on Facebook and on G+. So you can leave comments there also. We want to know how you guys are thinking about the show. You can also leave us an email at fans@jratio.net. That is fans@jratio.net. So let us know what you guys have been thinking, what you're thinking of these episodes that you're hearing. We want feedback. We want to know what you guys like, because really, we don't program the show. You program the show. Until next time, I'm TJ City. For all of us here at jratio.net and the great people at Tokyo Tower, Jane, bye-bye.